And then you want to find a comfortable posture. You can either be lying down or you can be sitting. Ideally, I'd like your back reasonably straight. It doesn't need to be stiff, but straight so that you're not feeling a whole lot of fatigue as this goes on. Ideally, you've got a chair you can lean back in, or the head of the bed you can lean back against, something to support you while you're meditating. But again, this is only going to be about a 10, 11 minute journey, so it's not a huge amount of time you're going to be in this position. All right. Take a couple deep breaths, settle back into your chair. Or if you're lying down into the bed or the couch or whatever you're lying on, just get comfortable. A couple slow deep breaths and just drum. And imagine that you're standing at the beginning. You're standing at the edge of a forest. It's a beautiful forest spread out in front of you. It's a new forest, a place you've never been before. You see a path through the woods. There's aspen and pine tree, occasionally a few wildflowers, the end of the season wildflowers because it is fall. Some of the aspens are beginning to turn. Their leaves are golden. Feathers are still green. But you start down the path. It heads off into pine forest. The path is a little rocky, so you take your time. You're just slowly walking down the path, looking at everything in front of you, next to you. The sun has gone down just a few minutes ago. It's getting dark. But you can still see among the pine trees. As you walk further, it's getting darker. And a little darker. But the moon has risen. And there's just a hint of moonlight coming through the trees. An owl hoots off in the distance. Other than that, the forest is very quiet. Not much wind. Just the occasional hum of a grasshopper or other bug. And the crunch of your feet as you move down the trail. It's a still and quiet place. The path turns and you enter an aspen grove. You're surrounded by the silvery trunks of aspens and they're glowing in the moonlight. Your silvery aspen trunks stretching as far as you can see and they're all glowing. The ground is littered with a few golden aspen leaves. And you continue on your path. You're walking, and it's nighttime now, but the moon is up, and you can see. It's beautiful in the aspen forest. And then you come to a clearing. You make your way out of the trees, and there's a lake in front of you. The lake water is very still, quiet. There's not even a hint of breeze in the air. The moon, the big, huge full moon, is reflected in the still, dark water of the lake. You gaze at it, it's beautiful, the way it reflects on the still water. You've brought a blanket with you and you spread it next to the lake. And you sit down. The moon on the water is captivating, absolutely breathtaking. You sit and you stare at the moon on the water and relax. You just sit and breathe. You breathe with the moon. You breathe in the moonlight. The moonlight fills your cells, every cell within you full of the light of the moon. And and you just sit and you breathe. And it's a beautiful, quiet night. The moon on the water, and you can feel yourself calming down. And you sit and breathe in the moonlight. You open to the moonlight, and you ask Mother Moon to share her wisdom with you. You sit and you breathe in the moonlight, and you listen to the moon. What does Mother Moon have to share with you tonight? How can she help you and guide you tonight? You sit and you breathe in the moonlight and you listen to the moon. What do you hear? What do you see? You sit and breathe in the moonlight and you open to the wisdom of the moon. What does she have to share with you tonight? Thank you. And now the drum is calling you back out of dream space, back to this reality, calling you home. You thank the moon. Thank you, Mother Moon. And you return back down the path the way you came. You return back through the aspens, back down through the dark pine trees. The moon is shining and you can see your way. Back to the beginning of the path, and then back to the space wherever your body is waiting for you. Back into your body, back to the here and now. Come back to this place, this time, back to here and now. All right, I'm going to give you a few minutes to make a few notes about whatever happened. Things that occur or that you hear in dream space tend to fade rather quickly, so it's great to take a few notes and write down what you remember now before it fades.